By the time you finish your morning coffee today, a machine down in a Texas facility will have lived through, well, basically 4 billion lifetimes of trial and error.
Yeah, 4 billion. It is just staggering to even conceptualize.
Right. And picture that for a second, because we aren't talking about a chatbot learning to write better emails. I mean, look at the calendar. The date is April 2026.
Exactly.
The era of digital-only artificial intelligence has officially, you know, spilled out of the screen and into the physical world. Welcome to the era of embodied AI.
It really is a massive shift. For the better part of a decade, the tech world's arms race was entirely fought over pixels, text generation, and data scraping.
Right, the stuff on our phones.
Yeah, exactly. But moving from digital AI to physical AI is the most significant technological leap we've seen. We no longer just teaching machines how to process information. We are teaching them how to balance, how to handle gravity, and, well, how to manipulate the actual physical environment around them.
Which is wild. And that is exactly what our source material today is tackling. We are taking a deep dive into a highly specialized, just incredibly detailed tech analysis titled 2026 Singularity Wars, The Rise of the Silicon Army.
It's a fantastic report, really comprehensive.
Yeah, it really is. And the mission for this deep dive is to cut right through the sci-fi movie hype. We want to look under the hood at the actual hardware, the code architecture, and honestly, the brutal economic math driving this new Silicon Army.
Because it isn't science fiction anymore. It's happening in real time on factory floors right now.
Exactly. Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the absolute brawn of the operation. The source spends a lot of ink on Tesla's Optimus Gen 3.
Oh, absolutely. You really have to start with Tesla to grasp the sheer physical scale of this industry. I mean, Elon Musk has fundamentally pivoted the company's vision over the last few years.
Yeah, the cars are almost secondary now, right?
According to the analysis, yes. He no longer views Optimus as an experimental side project. Tesla's future valuation is now heavily tied to mass producing these silicon soldiers rather than just manufacturing cars.
I was looking at the specs for the Gen 3, which dropped earlier this year, and they are wild. This thing is built for heavy lifting and massive deployment. But what caught my eye in the report is how they are handling the robot's vision.
Right, the sensor suite.
Yeah, because I totally expected to see those spinning, hyper-expensive external LiDAR sensors, you know, the ones you see in the roofs of autonomous taxis.
It's the big domes.
Exactly. But Optimus doesn't use them at all. It uses the exact same Tesla vision system found in their Model S and Model 3 cars.
Which is a massive engineering gamble.
Yeah.
But it's one that is really paying off in unit economics.
How so?
Well, LiDAR uses lasers to map out a perfect 3D model of the world, but it is prohibitively expensive. By ditching LiDAR and relying purely on cameras and neural networks to process raw visual data, Tesla drastically cuts down the cost to build each robot.
Oh, wow. So it just looks at the world like we do.
Exactly. The machine perceives the factory floor the exact same way a Tesla car perceives a highway. It takes in 2D video feeds and uses AI to infer depth and distance. The only real difference is that instead of calculating steering and braking for four wheels, it is calculating balance and torque for two legs.
So it's basically a self-driving car that traded its wheels for a bipedal chassis.
That is a great way to put it, yeah.
And the physical capabilities they are getting out of the setup are staggering. The analysis highlights that its finger precision is 0.02 millimeters better than a human surgeon.
Incredible, right?
Unbelievable. Plus, it boasts a 20-hour operational battery life with rapid inductive charging, and it can carry 80 kilograms of weight without even breaking a sweat. But the absolute kicker for me.
The price tag.
Yes, the production cost. They are targeting just $18,000 per unit. How on earth is a giant metal frame achieving 0.02 millimeter precision at that price point?
It comes down to how the system actually learns to move. You see, in traditional robotics, an engineer had to manually code every single angle.
Like writing a specific command for every joint?
Exactly. They had to write scripts saying, bend the elbow 32 degrees, apply 3 pounds of pressure, that sort of thing. But the analysts note that Optimus's brain is trained by Tesla's Dojo supercomputer using a technique called imitation learning.
Okay, powered by end-to-end neural networks. I hear that phrase thrown around a lot. What does that actually mean for the robot on the floor?
It means there is no middleman code translating video into mechanical instructions. You simply feed raw video of humans performing a task directly into the neural network, and the network outputs the motor commands.
Wait, so it just watches a video and learns how to do it?
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
The machine runs through billions of digital iterations in a simulated environment before it ever attempts a physical task. It tries to pick up a virtual box, drops it, adjusts its grip, and tries again, literally billions of times. So by the time that software is downloaded into the physical robot, it has mastered the physics of that specific motion perfectly. The result is a machine that actually has fewer microscopic hand tremors than a veteran human engineer.
Wait, hold on. I hear the specs, and it's impressive that it can lift 80 kilos and flawlessly copy human movements. But if it's just, like, imitating millions of simulations, isn't it really just a giant, super precise copycat?
Well, yes, that is the core mechanism.
Right, so it has memorized the absolute optimal way to pick up a specific box in a clean digital simulation. But the real world is messy and chaotic. What happens when a weird edge case happens on the factory floor that wasn't in the simulation? Doesn't it just hit a wall?
What's fascinating here is that you've identified the exact limitation of pure imitation learning.
Yeah.
It doesn't improvise well at all.
Right.
But consider Tesla's perspective. They don't necessarily need this robot to be a creative problem solver. Tesla's true advantage in this singularity war isn't perfect fluid adaptability.
Okay, what is it then?
It is unparalleled manufacturing scale and vertical integration. They design all their own custom actuators, you know, the mechanical joints, entirely in-house. They are building a brute force industrial machine designed to do highly repetitive, heavily structured tasks and do them millions of times flawlessly.
So if Tesla hits a wall because it can't logically adapt to chaos, who is solving that exact problem? Who is building the brains to match this brawn?
That perfectly brings us to the next section of the report.
Yeah, that transition in the source analysis introduces us to figure 03. And this is where the conversation shifts from brute force heavy lifting to actual comprehension of the world.
Exactly. Figure is approaching the entire problem from the opposite direction. If Tesla's DNA is rooted in automotive manufacturing and hardware scale, Figure's DNA is deeply embedded in advanced generative software.
Right, their software first.
Yeah, and Figure 03, which was introduced late last year, is the first product to directly integrate OpenAI's large language models right into its nervous system.
The source mentions the architecture they use for this is called VLA, which stands for Vision Language Action. But how does an LLM, like something we are used to typing text prompts into, actually drive a physical robot?
It's a great question, and the report gives a brilliant example to highlight the difference. With Tesla's Optimus, the command has to be highly literal.
Like, pick up the box.
Right. You have to say, pick up the red object at these specific XY coordinates.
Yeah.
But Figure 03 has what the analysts call semantic understanding. You can literally just look at Figure 03 and say, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Let's break down the mechanics of why that is such a massive leap. To respond to the phrase, I'm hungry, the VLA architecture has to process the visual data of the entire room.
Okay.
It has to identify various objects, spot a bowl of fruit, logically deduce that an apple is edible while, say, a plastic display banana is not, and then coordinate its physical limbs to pick up that specific apple. It understands the underlying concept of your request, not just the mechanical coordinates of the objects.
It's the difference between a highly trained golden retriever playing fetch, which is Tesla, and an intuitive sous chef who notices you skipped breakfast and proactively hands you a snack. That is Figure.
That is a perfect analogy, and it extends to how they move, too. The report details that Figure 03 utilizes harmonic drive joints, which are radically different from standard gears.
Harmonic drive, what does that mean for the robot's movement?
Well, standard gears have what engineers call backlash, which is a tiny gap between the gear teeth that creates those jerky robotic movements we are used to seeing.
Oh, like that classic robot stutter.
Exactly. Harmonic drives use a flexible metal cup that maintains continuous contact, resulting in zero backlash. It gives Figure 03 highly nuanced, fluid, human-like finesse. Though it is worth noting that finesse comes at a cost. It only carries a payload of about 45 kilograms compared to Tesla's 80.
Right, because it's not trying to lift grand pianos, it's trying to interact with humans. But wait, latency is everything in the physical world.
Absolutely.
Processing the concept of hunger and logically deducing the edibility of an apple requires massive computational power. If a heavy wrench falls off a table or a human suddenly steps in its way, won't a system thinking about the concept of the universe react way slower than Tesla's localized reflexes?
That would be a fatal flaw if Figure were bouncing every single command back to a cloud server in California. But the source highlights a critical piece of hardware solving this exact issue.
Okay, what are they using?
Figure 03 utilizes custom Microsoft Series 8 Neural Processing Units, or NPUs. These are highly advanced chips built directly into the robot's chassis that handle the heavy computational load locally, at the edge.
So the brain is entirely inside the robot.
Exactly. This brings the latency for real-time conversation and physical reaction down to sub 100 milliseconds. It is processing complex logic almost as fast as a human synapse can fire.
Okay, so we have Optimus dominating the heavy industrial space with $18,000 mass-produced copycats, and Figure 03 acting as a semantic, highly logical service companion.
That's the current landscape, yeah.
It all sounds flawless when we read the lab specs, but transitioning from clean digital code to the messy, unpredictable reality of gravity and light is incredibly difficult. And the source report gets deeply into the vulnerabilities. We need to talk about the dark side of the code.
We really do, because the way these advanced robots process their environment is fundamentally alien to traditional computing. The analysis notes that these machines operate on transformer-based world models.
Right, no more traditional if-else linear coding. But how does a transformer, like the exact same tech behind ChatGPT, actually deal with physics?
Think about how a text-based AI works. It looks at a sequence of words and predicts the most logical next word. A world model does the exact same thing, but for physics.
Okay, so it predicts the physical future.
Pretty much. Yeah. It takes in a sequence of visual frames and predicts what the physical world will do in the next millisecond. The AI actually has an internalized predictive physics engine. The source notes that the robots are processing visual feedback and translating it into raw motor torque at a staggering 400 hertz refresh rate.
Meaning it is recalculating its balance and environment 400 times every single second. Just for context, a human takes about a quarter of a second just to process a visual stimulus.
Right.
So this robot is making 100 micro adjustments to its balance on uneven ground in the time it takes you to blink.
Precisely. But even with that incredible refresh rate, pure predictive models have blind spots.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Because 400 recalculations a second still isn't saving them from the absolute unpredictability of a real factory floor. My favorite part of this entire analysis is the insider rumor detailed at Tesla's Texas Gigafactory.
Oh, yes. The bug.
The report uncovers something called the fear of shadows bug.
The fear of shadows. Yeah. It perfectly highlights the incredible fragility of pure vision AI.
Allegedly, Optimus units have been suffering from severe algorithmic freezing. In highly specific lighting conditions, like a sharp, sudden shadow cast by a forklift moving across a busy factory floor, or a sudden flash of welding light, the robot just freezes.
It just stops in its tracks.
Exactly. Its vision system completely fails to process depth perception when the lighting dynamically shifts in a crowded space. The report claims this has actually led to collisions with other heavy equipment. Now, Tesla officially denies this, of course.
Naturally.
But the source points out they've pushed a massive wave of rapid software updates over the last 2 weeks, which strongly suggests they're patching exactly this kind of real-world vulnerability.
It reveals a terrifying edge to this technology. I mean, when a text-based AI hallucinates, you get a weird bomb or a fake historical fact.
Right, no big deal.
But when an 80-kilogram metal machine hallucinates its depth perception in a crowded facility, you get a catastrophic physical collision.
And the report lists other massive bottlenecks. Highly expensive actuator repairs when these things do fall over, extreme vulnerabilities to supply chain hacking, and fundamentally a complete and total lack of moral or creative decision making.
Yeah, the risks are substantial.
So my question is, if these machines literally lack a moral compass and they are currently freezing up and crashing into things because they get confused by a shadow on the ground, why are we rushing to deploy them in dangerous environments before they actually understand how the real world works?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the tension you are highlighting is the defining conflict of this new industrial era. The hardware development, you know, the titanium joints, the inductive batteries, the Microsoft NPUs, it is advancing exponentially faster than the software's ability to interpret physical edge cases.
Because the real world is messy.
Exactly. And the physical world has infinite edge cases. A shadow, a reflection in a puddle of oil, a piece of clear tape on a box. Pushing them onto active factory floors introduces immense physical risks, not to mention the cyber risks.
Oh man, the cyber risks.
Imagine a malicious actor hacking the supply chain of a routine software update. You aren't just losing data. You suddenly have compromised, multi-ton industrial machinery moving autonomously in a human workspace.
But despite the fear of shadows and the terrifying hacking risks, The major corporations are absolutely refusing to hit the pause button. And the reason why becomes incredibly clear when we look at the economic earthquake this technology represents. The financial math in this report is just brutal.
Economics is the ultimate driving force here. The analysis emphasizes that the transition from testing to mass deployment isn't a future event. It has already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Major automotive players like BMW, Hyundai, and Mercedes-Benz have already signed massive contracts, ordering over 5,000 units of these embodied AI robots.
The report states there is already a 78% penetration rate in Class A assembly lines, and their prediction is that by next year, 2027, humans will simply no longer be hired for repetitive factory tasks.
It's a massive displacement.
When you look at the return on investment, you can see why executives are moving so fast. Operating an Optimus robot costs an estimated $3 an hour. That fully covers the electricity to charge it and the mechanical wear and tear on the joints.
Now, compare that $3 to a human worker. You aren't just paying a $20 hourly wage. You are paying for health insurance, payroll taxes, human resources infrastructure, and liability.
A robot doesn't take a coffee break. It doesn't require maternity leave. It doesn't unionize. And it can perform a repetitive task 100,000 times without a single microscopic drop in quality.
The report includes a quote from Adrian Klepp, a senior strategy analyst at Taking Game, that perfectly captures the magnitude of what we are witnessing. He states, "We are transitioning from a physiological economy to a computational economy."
A physiological economy to a computational economy. Unpack that for a second.
Sure. Since the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, our entire economic system has been hard-capped by human biology. The need for 8 hours of sleep, the physical limits of lifting heavy objects, the degradation of focus over a long shift.
Right, the human element.
The physiological economy means production is limited by the human body. By 2027, an autonomous worker robot will be cheaper to purchase outright than a standard used car. The moment that happens, the physical limits of the human body are no longer the bottleneck of global production. It shifts entirely to how much computation and electricity you can provide.
The report does mention that by 2030, this shift will create entirely new job categories. The humans left in the factory won't be building the cars. They will transition to roles like robot supervisors or, and I find this title fascinating, algorithm paralyzers.
That is quite the job title.
Right. Their entire job will be to monitor the factory floor from a control room and manually step in to override the software when a robot experiences one of those algorithmic freezes.
It follows the historical pattern of technological shifts. The Industrial Revolution automated weavers, but it created mechanics and engineers.
So what does this all mean for the average person? Adrian Klepp mentions in the report that this shift will lead to either the democratization of wealth, because goods will become incredibly cheap to produce, or an unprecedented class crisis.
It's a stark binary.
It is, and I have to push back heavily on the optimistic angle here. If I am a factory worker making $20 an hour, and my job is suddenly vaporized by a machine that costs $3 an hour to run, how exactly am I supposed to afford the highly specialized, advanced technical training required to suddenly pivot into being an algorithm paralyzer managing a fleet of neural networks? Aren't we just pulling the economic ladder up entirely on the working class?
That concern is heavily validated by the labor data in the report. Historically, it is true that technology eventually creates new, higher-level jobs. But the critical factor analysts are warning about here is the speed of the transition. Yes. We are looking at a total overhaul of the global manufacturing workforce occurring in roughly 3 years. The threat isn't just that the nature of work is changing. It is that the transition is happening exponentially faster than any society or any government retraining program can process.
Right. You can't just pivot overnight.
Exactly. You cannot retrain a massive lower income demographic in 36 months. That speed is exactly where the unprecedented class crisis emerges.
It is a profoundly sobering reality check. All right, as we wrap up this deep dive, let's summarize the final verdict from the 2026 Singularity Wars analysis. If a massive corporation is looking for brawn, the absolute cheapest, most scalable machine to do heavy, repetitive labor flawlessly, Tesla's Optimus is the undisputed winner. It owns the industrial floor.
Without a doubt.
But if the goal is brains, you know, a machine that deeply understands complex semantic environments, uses logical reasoning, and can intuitively interact with humans, Figure 03 is operating a full generation ahead of the competition.
That is the clear dividing line in the market right now. Industrial scale versus service environment comprehension. But there is one final detail buried deep in the FAQ section of the source material that we should leave the listener to chew on.
Okay, what is it?
It addresses the classic sci-fi fear that everyone immediately jumps to. Will these robots rebel?
Ah, the classic Terminator scenario.
Exactly the one. The analysts emphatically confirmed that this is not a concern. These systems completely lack internal self-awareness.
Okay, that's a relief.
Yeah. And furthermore, their hardware is physically locked by strict protocols that prevent them from executing any physical movements outside their heavily defined parameters. They are not plotting against us. However, the report notes one final piece of the roadmap.
Which is?
Tesla is actively aiming to bring a consumer home version of Optimus to the market by the end of this year, 2026. The target price, under $20,000.
Wow. Which is roughly the price of a used Toyota Corolla. That puts it squarely in the realm of middle class affordability.
Yeah, exactly. So I want you to ponder this. We just spent time discussing how these machines operate on imitation learning and how deeply pure vision systems struggle with the messy unpredictability of the physical world.
Right, the fear of shadows.
Yes.
Yeah.
When a multi-million dollar industrial facility deploys a robot and it makes a visual error, say it experiences an algorithmic freeze because of a shadow, it hits a reinforced factory floor, and a highly trained algorithm paralyzer immediately steps in to fix it.
Yeah, they have protocols.
But what happens next year when millions of regular people buy a $20,000 80-kilogram metal machine and it experiences an algorithmic freeze caused by a shadow in your kitchen?
Oh, wow. That is a terrifying and an incredibly real question to end on. From the quiet hum of the massive factory floor right into the hum of the motors in your own home, the physical AI revolution is already here. Thank you all for joining us on this deep dive into the Silicon Army. As always, keep questioning the world around you, and we will see you next time.